the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the entire program today, because we have a great old song for you, and we are continuing with our series of messages on the cross of Jesus Christ, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. And after the message, I'm going to be telling you about our new gift offer-in containing a verse-by-verse commentary and also an album of music. So listen after the message for that. But right now, we're going to hear that great old song, At the Cross. That's where we all need to be day after day. Enjoy the music, and then Dr. Green.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I had done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Direct us as we study thy word today. Thou dost see every person listening, wherever they are, whoever they are, thou dost know. And I pray that you, dear God, will deal with hearts today and save souls. May believers be strengthened in the inner man and built up in the faith. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm not going to review today. We're studying Calvary. I'm using as a text 1 Corinthians 1, 23-24, but we preach Christ crucified, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. I'm trying these days, by the grace of God and through the Word of God, to show believers just how glorious and perfect and wonderful redemption is. And of course, I'm trying to show you that redemption and salvation and sanctification and righteousness and holiness and everything pertaining to our eternal home and reaching our eternal home, everything points to Calvary. Now, I'm not going to review. I reviewed yesterday, and when we left the radio, if you were with us, we were studying Ephesians 1:7. And I pointed out in Ephesians 1:7, the means of redemption is through His blood. The extent or the measure of redemption is according to the riches of His grace. Just how much does redemption do for me? Well, if you can measure the grace of God, then you can measure redemption. But if you can't measure God's grace, then you can't measure redemption. Now, the third thing that I'd like to point out is the fact that redemption assures the forgiveness of sins. Now, you, dear people who listen to me, many of you, you can't appreciate what I'm going to say, but I said this yesterday about another matter. If you could read my mail, then you'd understand why I say some of the things I say on the radio. I had a long-distance call yesterday from a person ready to commit suicide. They were almost insane. And the thing that was tormenting this person was worry about not being forgiven and not being saved, doubting, fearing that they were not sincere. Beloved, it is a shame the way the devil torments the minds of some believers. The devil can get in your mind. He can't get in your heart. Now, if your mind is sanctified, and I simply mean by that, yielded to God, and if you fill your mind with the Word of God, the devil can't get in your mind. But if you don't commit your mind to God and keep your mind on the things of God, the devil can certainly use your mind to torment you and to take all the joy of salvation out of your life. Now, this dear person was ready for suicide. Listen to Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Now, that does not give anybody a license to sin, and people who want and love and desire to continue in sin, they've never been redeemed. They've never been redeemed, dear friends. Everybody that belongs to the church is not redeemed. Everybody that testifies on Wednesday night is not redeemed. Everybody that teaches Sunday school or is on the deacon board is not redeemed. Being an official in the church or being an outstanding church member does not necessarily mean that one is redeemed. Those who are redeemed are those who have yielded by faith to God through faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. We are redeemed by the blood. And when you put your faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, your sins are gone, dear friend. They're gone. And God will never dig them up and put them in your face or make you face them. If you are a believer, well, you say, Brother Green, I don't know whether I am or not. Yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. You know in your heart whether you are sincerely trusting in Jesus with all the understanding, with all the faith, with all the ability you have. And that's all God requires. God looks on the heart. God doesn't look on the outward appearance. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. Some church members condemn other church members for doing things, and then the church member that condemns their fellow church member do things worse than the person they're condemning. Now, brother, let me tell you something. Human nature is full of hypocrisy. Now, let me go back. We have forgiveness. We have the assurance that our sins are gone. Redemption assures the forgiveness of sin. Now, church membership doesn't. Baptism doesn't. Good works does not. No. A person who is a tremendous church worker That doesn't mean your sins are gone. I heard a person make the statement some time ago on the radio. I heard this person make the statement. I'm trying to send up all the good I can. I'm trying to do all the good I can, hoping and trusting that the good that I send up will outweigh the bad. Now, friend, all of our goodness, Isaiah 64:6, all of our righteousness is, and that's plural, you read it, all of our righteousnesses, all of our good works, all of our good deeds, everything good that we can do or be or live or give or participate in, all adds up to filthy rags. I'm going to talk about redemption, righteousness, rather. And you cannot forgive your sins. You cannot merit forgiveness. Redemption. God's redemption. All right? Now, next. The certainty of redemption is declared in this verse. I'm trying to show you the tremendous wealth of truth and doctrine in this verse. It is absolutely bursting with truth and doctrine. In whom, that is, Christ, now we have. We're not going to have. We have now. I can't get some people to believe that. I've talked, there are individuals in Radio Land. I can't take as many long-distance calls as I did when I had good health. I'm sorry. And I can't write as many personal letters as I did when I had good health. I answer all the questions I can, but it's impossible. I would not have time to do my radio, and I would not have time to do the dictation for the books and the soul-winning books. I'd never have a moment if I answered every question that comes in. Now, we try to answer them with my books and so forth, but if I sat down and wrote a personal letter in answer to every question that comes in, I wouldn't get my recording done. Now, those that have to do with poor, lost, miserable sinners, I answer them. Yes, indeed. And I get long distance calls. And during the past few months, I've had three calls in 2 months, three long distance calls from a dear person who is on the verge of suicide and threatening to take their own life because they are tormented over worry and fear that they're not saved and their sins are not forgiven. And I talk to this person and I pray with them on the telephone, and they're just wonderful, marvelous. Thank you, Brother Green. Amen. Thank you. And then a few weeks later, same rut. Now listen, if you want victory over fear and worry and doubt, and if you want fear, want victory over the fear that you are not really saved, let me tell you something. If you will go to the Word of God, it'll do you a lot more good than coming to me. Now, I welcome your request, and I'll do everything in my power to help you. But listen, the Word of God can help you when I can't. In whom? That's the Lamb we have. We have. We're not going to have. I'm not going to be redeemed when I die. I'm not praying, Lord, at last redeem me. Lord, at last save me. Lord, at last allow me to enter. No, I'm redeemed now. I'm God's child now. I've been God's child 36 years plus. And I am God's child now. And I am no more fully, no more completely God's child now than I was the first 60 seconds after God redeemed me. Now, when I said, Lord, I don't know how to ask you for what I want and what I need, but God, you know what I want and you know what I need. And God knew my heart that night when he saved me. God knew my heart. God knew that I was sincere. God knew that I was sick of the devil. And I said, God, I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to ask it. But God knew and he saved me. He redeemed me. He forgave me. He put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I've been redeemed ever since. We have. We're not going to have. We have now. Well, Brother Green, what does it mean in Ephesians, the same book you're in, when it says, sealed until the day of redemption. I'll talk about that today or tomorrow. We are sealed until the day of redemption. What does that mean? That's talking about the body. That's talking about the body. Don't you ever accuse God Almighty of putting His seal on the soul of a sinner. Now, don't you ever accuse God of participating in sin and fellowshipping with sin and sealing sin. The only person that has the seal of Almighty God is the believer, and the seal is the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30. We are redeemed now from the penalty of sin, and we'll be redeemed, taken out of the very presence of sin when Jesus comes in the rapture. All right. So the certainty of redemption we have. Now, just how valuable? A moment ago I asked how far-reaching is our redemption? Just as far-reaching as grace God. That's how far. Just as far as grace God. How valuable is our redemption? In whom answers that? In whom? Well, now, who is whom? Let me read verse 5. Christ. To the praise and glory of His, Christ, grace, wherein He, that is God, hath made us, the believer, accepted in. Now, put a red circle around that little in the beloved. Now, that's in Jesus. We are accepted, made accepted. God, through the miracle of redemption and the blood, made us accepted. In whom, that is, in Christ we have. Now, if you want to know how valuable our redemption and the value of our redemption is just as valuable as Christ. And God thinks just as much of you as He does Christ if you are under the blood of Christ, because you are in Christ and you are one if you're in Christ, because you are a member of His body, Ephesians 5:30. Now, listen to this very carefully. Listen to what I'm going to say. You may be a weak, faltering Christian, and there are some. There are some Christians who are weak, and they falter, and they fail the Lord more than others. Now, they try hard. They are weak. Now I could go into detail. You know, a person's environment has a lot to do with their spirituality. Now the place some people work, and it seems that some people are forced to work in plants where there is much wickedness. You know, all Christians can't find a Christian to work for. And in this economy, Christians are forced to work where they hear blasphemy. And in spite of all they do, they hear a language that is dirty. And such things have to do with crippling the victory and the strength of the believer. In spite of all that believer does, they read the Bible, they carry their Bible, they pass out tracts and soul winning books, but in spite of it all, when they are exposed to this filth, it affects them. But I'm saying this, you may be a weak, faltering child of God, but if you are, and I said, if you are, it's because of the blood. No remission without blood. No forgiveness without blood. No redemption without blood. And if you're saved by the blood, you are somebody. You're somebody. You are somebody. You are God Almighty's son by birth. You are an heir of God Almighty and a joint heir with Christ. You are in Christ, in God. Colossians 3:3. Colossians 1:27 and Colossians 3:3. You are in heavenly places. Ephesians 2:6. you sit together in heavenly places in Christ. If you are the weakest Christian in your church, you are somebody. You are somebody. You are a child of God. Now, the value of our redemption is just as valuable as Jesus' blood. If you can put a dollar mark on the blood of Jesus, then you can put a dollar mark on your redemption, but that's impossible. What shall a man be profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Your redemption is worth more than all the billions, billions, billions of billions of dollars of wealth in the world. Now, we have a divine guarantee that goes along with our redemption. Now, in verse 13, well, let's read verse 12. That we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. I'm reading Ephesians 1:13 now. In whom, Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the earnest, and that word earnest means guarantee, which is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession under the praise of His glory. Now, that's when the rapture takes place. That is the redemption of the body. We are redeemed spiritually now. That is, the spirit is redeemed. The soul, the spirit is redeemed now. And we have the guarantee of the Spirit. He abides in the heart of every believer. And we're sealed by the Spirit. And the seal of the Spirit is the earnest or the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Now, the whole creation groans and travails, waiting the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. The spirit is redeemed, but the body will be redeemed when Jesus comes in the rapture. Now, I was quoting from Romans 8, if you'll read verses 20, 21, 22, right in there. So, we have the seal of God, the divine guarantee that our redemption is as sure as God. Our redemption is as sure as God. You know, and I must hurry now, my time's gone. We are admonished to buy United States savings bonds, and I don't know too much about them, but we are told, and it's true, we ought to support our government, even though we don't agree with everything it does. I think you'll agree that we live in the greatest nation on earth. I think you'll agree that America is the greatest nation on earth in spite of all of our sins. Now, we are told that if we invest our money in government bonds, they are as sure as the government. That's true. That's true. They are as sure as the government. But it is not impossible. It is not impossible for the government of the United States to crumble and fall. That's not impossible. But when you're redeemed by the blood of Jesus, it is impossible for God. It is impossible for God to fail. So your redemption is as sure as God. Are you redeemed by the blood? Father, in the name of Jesus, for Jesus' sake, redeem poor lost souls, especially poor lost church members, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green speaking to you again and reminding you that if you would like a copy of today's program to listen to again and again in your home, you may certainly do so. All I ask that you do is to make sure you let me know the day and the date of the program you want, whether it's today or next week or a program last week or whenever it is. We can get that program to you, but we need to know the day and the date of the program to be sure to get the right one. And we'll send that to you on compact disc. Just be sure to give me a good address. I ask that you send a donation of at least $5 to help us cover the cost of getting it to you. Well, just before we close, I do have a few moments left to share again with you about our gift offer in. Gift offer in, as in new, contains a verse-by-verse commentary by my father and also a musical album by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians. And both of these items are available to you in gift offer in if you can simply ask for it by name and send a donation to help us get the message out in the amount of $25 or more. Please send more if you can. Pray about it. Ask the Lord's guidance and do as He directs. And if you can send a donation of at least $25 and ask for offer in, I'm first going to send you my father's book, The Epistles of Paul the Apostle to the Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, verse by verse in this book, 308 pages long, a hardback book. I know that you will be blessed and learn much as you read. Then we have Tell Me the Story of Jesus, 14 songs by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians, including the title song, Savior More Than Life to Me, The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power, and so on. So to get the book and the musical album, just ask for offer in and send your gift of at least $25. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.